Today is April 18th. I'm Sean Parker, and this is a daily devotional series where we read a short daily devotional every day from the book Until Today. Daily Devotions for Spiritual Growth and Peace of Mind by Ian LaVanzant. The theme of the month for April is acknowledgement. And the quote of the month is, "When you can look a thing dead in the eye, acknowledge that it exists, call it exactly what it is, and decide what role it will play in your life, then, my beloved, you have taken the first step toward your freedom." Now let's jump into today's devotional. April 18th. I am willing to acknowledge it may be difficult to pick through my experiences to find the things that will nourish me. When you sit down at life's table, you don't know what the chef will serve you. It is quite possible that life will serve you filet mignon on a silver platter with all the trimmings, or life may serve you a hearty chicken soup with lots of veggies in a china bowl. The china bowl might be chipped and it could be sitting on a plate it does not match. Life could serve you burned roast chicken with half raw potatoes on fine china that sits on an exquisite linen tablecloth. You might be served all fattening foods or low-fat treats. The point is, no matter what you are served in life or how it is served to you, it is up to you to find the nourishment. Your experiences in life are food for your soul. They make up the meat and potatoes of your character. Some experiences are quite tasty and good. Others can lead you to believe you are starving. If you insist you should have been served steak when you've been served chicken, you could miss the fact that it was served on fine china. Don't get caught up in what life has served you. There is a chef in the kitchen of your heart who knows exactly the kind of diet you need to grow strong and remain healthy. Don't get stuck on how you were served. Ask the chef how to eat it, how to digest it, and how best to make use of what you were served. Don't try to figure out why you got what you got. Be grateful that you got something. If you got it, you can use it. Just ask the chef how. Until today, you may have been concerned with why you have had certain experiences than you were with how they have nurtured or nourished you. Just for today, remind yourself, He has prepared the table before me. He must know what I need. Today I am devoted to discovering the nourishment in all of my life's experiences. Be grateful you got something. That is the lesson here. Ask God for help. He will help you through. It's so real. So I hope this helps you as much as it's helped me. Until tomorrow, peace.